What a massive day in the hobby. Let's talk cards. I'm Zach Blackerby. He is Christian Rao. This is Let's Talk Cards, powered by Auburn.cards. Follow us on Instagram at Auburn.cards. Christian, a massive day in the hobby. And there's something for everyone, sport or non-sport. Two major products dropping today. We're going to talk about both of them. Disney Chrome, we'll get to in a bit for the non-sports folks, but for the sports folks, Bowman Chrome Baseball dropping. And Christian, you're a prospects guy. Who are the chases in this that you're saying, yeah, let's pay attention to these guys?
Yeah, there's a bunch, actually. There's a lot to really be excited for. Overall, the base set's going to clock in at 100 cards of high-level rookies and veteran players, according to the checklist overview. But when you're looking at some of these players that drop, Andrew Salas being one from the Miami Marlins, you're seeing a lot of international product in there. Shitoro Mori for the A's. The A's is going to be huge. If you're trying to get in for pick your team breaks, the A's are going to be really expensive, but there's a ton of value there. It looks like there's going to be some short printed rookie cards as well, of course, with that red rookie redemption program. So lots of really fun stuff. I'm digging into it and looking at the checklist as we go. Of course, they have some really fun garbage pail kids stuff as well this season, which is always good stuff. I really, really like some of these names that are in here for some prospects. Of course, Jack Caglione of the Kansas City Royals is a fun name to go and chase. You know, you got Andrew Salas at the Marlins, as I mentioned earlier, Roman Anthony, Ethan Salas. There's a lot of really, really fun cards. They, as you mentioned, there's something for everyone. If you are a baseball fan, most likely your team has a top rookie in this set. This is a really big day for baseball and for hobby collectors.
Yeah, a ton of top prospects here. Chris Rodriguez with the Detroit Tigers is a guy that I've seen a lot of people posting about. Kevin Alvarez with Houston is going to be a big one. I've already seen so much about Shitoro Mori that you just mentioned. I was watching some videos last night of people just ripping the product, and they pulled, I don't think it was Shitaro's one of one, but it was maybe out of five. It was a nuke. It was an absolute nuke. Is it Josuar Gonzalez with the Giants? I've seen people posting about him as well. So, I mean, there's always these few guys. And then there's these guys that when you pull them, you almost like roll your eyes, and then they end up being a stud like 2 years later. So always be careful. You know, it may be a good move to kind of hold on to some of these autos instead of selling them for 10, 20, 30 bucks.
Yeah, these are one, if I'm grabbing this box, which I will eventually, if I get a first Bowman out of any of these cards, they're going directly in a top holder. Or a top loader, and they're staying in there until for a couple years at least, because this is one of those classes where there's a ton of upside, just they haven't had it happen yet. And I'm really paying attention to it. When you're looking at some of these variations too, Zach, they're all over the place. There's so many variations in this box. You mentioned there's a couple out of five that are already been pulled, either a red refractor or reptilian, red refractor, red shimmer out of five. And then of course you got those super fractors, one of ones. And I've already seen a couple on the Google images of one of ones. They look nasty.
Yep. Yep. I mean, just being a Braves guy and where we live, Braves cards move like crazy where we're at. But one of the ones I'm looking at, and it's not a prospect, but you mentioned the short print variations, Drake yeah. Baldwin's mm-hmm. short print variation. Would love to get some Drake Baldwin. I mean, you can't hold on to his cards right now. People want him so bad. So there's a lot of different options there, which is obviously super, super exciting. So if you rip this product, reach out to us on socials. Would love to know what you get. And if you get any Braves guys, reach out to us. We'll probably
a lot of SEC names in there too. Charlie Condone, Tommy White, sure. A lot of names sure. there. So if you're talking, obviously being in the area of Auburn and being in SEC country, a lot of fun names. I'll be looking for JJ Weatherholt, not an SEC guy, but St. Louis Cardinal to be added to my PC.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. All right. Let's pivot to Disney Chrome. So there's a lot about this. One, I mean, just the market right now for Marvel and Disney is insane. It's absolutely insane. People are paying so strong for Disney numbered, and then like the facsimile autos, which I don't particularly like. I'm going to be honest with you. We'll talk about the real autos that are in this product in a second, but Man, anything that's Disney that has Mickey Mouse on it or one of the more popular characters right now, I mean, it's hot. This product is going to be insane for people who are interested in non-sport.
Yeah, we're going to start seeing a whole different niche of people popping into the hobby now because of the way that Disney and Marvel are starting to show up. Yep. And, you know, the perfect segue talking about baseball with the Bowman, you know, Topps and Disney and MLB are uniting for their first ever trading cards of Disney characters in MLB uniforms. So that's going to be huge as well. I mean, we could get a Mickey Mouse in an Angels uniform, and that would make a lot of sense being a Disney side of team. And we're going to get that in this type of set. There's a lot of exciting stuff for Disney, and there's a lot of fun autos when it comes to some of these Disney characters and actors as well.
Yeah, and if it's anything like what we've seen with the sketch cards for Star Wars and Marvel, the sketch cards for Disney, and they don't have like on the checklist, they don't have like what the sketches are of. They just have the one of ones that are like who the artist is because the artist signs it on the back. But I'm sure of the right sketches and characters, those are going to be very, very highly sought after if what we've seen from Star Wars and Marvel are any indication. But the authentic autograph cards, I'm going to try to get a few of these for my PC. We were joking beforehand. Who did you say somebody was posting that they got into a break for to get an auto for?
For Frozone.
Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson for Frozone. Yeah, yeah. And there's a lot of fun ones, like Orlando Bloom signing like for Will Turner, I think is fun. And then, I mean, just when I was a kid, I loved Toy Story. Still like Toy Story, but Tim Allen signing for Buzz Lightyear, like that's super cool. That's super cool. And like you said, there's so many people like getting into the hobby now. I think this is going to appeal to maybe folks who aren't typically interested in it, or they want to like help get their kids interested in it. I mean, it hits so many different demos that I think this is going to be a massive, massive product.
I'm glad they're bringing it back, and I'm glad that Topps is doing it, because Disney used to be really into the hobby back when I was younger. I remember Skybox dropping so many different things with Disney back in the day, and now they're trying to bring it back with this Disney Chrome. I just hope that it doesn't price out people trying to get into the hobby. When you're looking at Topps' official website and they're talking about the prices of the hobby boxes, $419 for a hobby box for this 2025 Disney Chrome.
What's in a hobby box? What's guaranteed in a hobby box? You have that pulled up?
I don't have that right now, but it is 6 cards per pack, 12 packs per box. And I think I did see something. Okay, here I do have it. Each hobby box delivers 4 numbered parallels, plus the chance to chase autographs and rare SSP sketch cards. With multiple SKUs designed for every type of collector, the magic is here. Will you be one to pull the next grail?
Okay, so the only thing guaranteed are 4 numbered cards. For $400?
Yeah, that's the Disney name. That's why I'm worried it might actually, you know, maybe chase some people away from the hobby. But
yeah,
Disney guys are crazy. Disney folks are crazy. They'll pay hundreds of dollars just to get in front of lines on rides. I'm sure they'll do that when it comes to.
Yeah, no, the brand power, the IP. I mean, that and Pokemon seem to be the two that are kind of, you know, atop of the world when it comes to IP. So, breaking news, my offer for a PYT of Bowman Chrome today for the Braves just got accepted. So
boom.
I'll be watching that more than recording. So we'll see. We'll see if we can get some low numbered Braves autos. That'd be sick. Yeah. I mean, just a few of these other like authentic autographs, which I think is super cool. I mean, John Goodman signing it for Sully, I think is super cool. Jim Cummings for Winnie the Pooh. Like some of these, like my daughters just love, like I almost want to get it and just slab it up and kind of, you know, give it to them to keep as like an investment over time. Like once again, I think it hits so many different targets here.
Yeah, I don't think these are TY Beanie Babies. I think these are legit cards that you hold on to and make actual value with these Disney names, especially if you pull like a one of one autograph for sure.
Yeah, I mean that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. So yeah, let us know, who are you chasing? Are you ripping either of these products today? Would love to see y'all's thoughts on this. As far as other things going on in the sports world right now, Christian, anything kind of piquing your interest and how it could translate to the hobby? Anything going on?
Well, I don't have another thing in the sports world, but I have a crazy thing that I saw on social media that I wanted to share with you. Another record sale. We talked about a record sale on Monday. This one now, though, is in the Pokemon world. We're all over the place. We're talking baseball, Disney, and now Pokemon. But a first edition of a base set of a Venusaur card sold for $32,400 in a weekly auction. This is an all-time record sale for any first edition base set Venusaur card. It was a 10 PSA 10 of a Venusaur for $32,400.
Wow. PSA 10. Is it shadowless? First
edition? It is just a straight up Venusaur holo first edition.
Huh. For $32,000.
Yeah, pretty wild.
I think that's going to be low in like a year. I think that's going to be like, oh, that was only $32,000.
Interesting. There was also another one.
When you look at what Charizard does,
yeah,
in a PSA 10 of the same card, and it's like way more than that.
Well,
I would assume Blastoise is more. I would assume Venusaur is the third most expensive of the base set. Mewtwo might be higher.
I'm but glad you brought Mewtwo up, because Mewtwo also sold in a weekly auction a first edition base set, and it was a lot higher, as you mentioned. Can you guess? I said 32 for the Venusaur. What do you think the Mewtwo went for?
PSA 10 first edition?
Yep.
Not shadowless.
It just says holo first edition.
You said it's higher?
It's higher.
$50,000.
Close. $45,600 in a weekly auction. All-time record sale for any Mewtwo card.
Okay, so I would guess that Venusaur is the fourth most expensive then. So probably Charizard, Blastoise, Mewtwo, Venusaur.
Wow. Impressive stuff this week for Pokemon.
Yeah. I mean, you the market's ridiculous. And you keep thinking that it's going to like level off. And it's just not. I mean, all these other people that make content about, you know, these markets are like, all right, this is the set that's going to like make it crash. And it's just not slowing down. I mean, last show I went to, when we went to Culture Collision 2 weeks ago, like, for instance, I bought a Beedrill at like 85% of comps from another vendor. And like they had some sales for like 150. I paid 120 for it. And like, I comped it two nights ago because somebody was looking for one. It's the Beedrill from Astral Radiance, I think. But like original 151, like full art stuff, like I'm like, I think that's going to just continue going up because people love the original set. And it's up to like $200. And like, we're talking about like a $50 wow. increase on a $150 asset in like 2 weeks. It's just not slowing down. It's insane.
Do you think this kind of rounded off all together because you're bringing in a new, different hobby and a very popular hobby back into the mix with Disney Chrome here? Do you think that will slow down the Pokemon brand at all?
No.
Good. That's good.
No, I think it's a different audience. Now, I do think there'll be crossover. There'll be people that do both. But I would think like Disney people are Disney people.
100%.
And then you've got Pokemon people who have been Pokemon fanatics for, you know, almost 30 years. And then you've got people who love all of it, you know?
Like us.
Like us. That's right. So, no, I don't think so. I don't think so. What do you think? Do you think it'll impact it?
I thought there could be a concern, right? Because you're just bringing in a whole different area into this mix, into this hobby. There's only so much money to go around. If you have to add a good amount of collectors to the mix so that doesn't slow down. That's why I said earlier in the show that I'm a little nervous that maybe new collectors, maybe the younger audience that's trying to get in at Disney could be priced out right away. That was my major concern here. But maybe that's not the case. Maybe Disney fans are just too big of a fanatics and they just won't allow them to be priced out here. Maybe they'll just be going after singles and that'll be okay and that'll keep the hobby alive. But for singles boxes right off the bat.
Yeah, or they go the retail route and they buy a blaster from Target or Walmart or something like that. Which bang for your buck might be better. I'm curious to see what like the reports are on that. Maybe over the next few weeks. But all in all, big day for the hobby. Let us know what you're ripping. Let us know what you pull. He's Christian Rau. I'm Zach Blackerby. And this has been Let's Talk Cards.